Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening. Welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Terry Sayer, and I'm here with my good friend and coach, compadre, Janet Renner, and we're waiting for Sylvia McIntosh to join us as well, but Kelly is not with us tonight. As you know, she gave birth to her little baby boy on January 4th, and so she's home now, and she's trying to rest, and so during this time is her time to rest while her husband takes care of the baby. So we're excusing her tonight and hope that we'll see her, hear her again next week. But she has a beautiful new little baby boy that I got to hold for about 10 minutes today. So welcome to Janet. And as soon as Sylvia comes on, we'll welcome her as well. But Janet, we're talking about compassion, and this is our third week of talking about compassion, and usually we start our show out with talking a little bit about what we've done this week and how we've incorporated compassion into our daily activities, our daily actions, thoughts, and insights. So how has compassion been a part of your life this last week?
How has compassion? That is such a good question.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we like to talk about compassion for ourselves as well as for others. In fact, it starts with compassion for ourselves.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it does. And I'd say, well, this evening, it was nice in that I took time to just hang with my family, and which I don't do a whole lot of because it's usually everything else before. You know, so that was nice. I felt good in being able to take time to do that. And yesterday, today was a holiday and I worked, but yesterday too I worked, and I was able to carve out time, and even though I'm feeling a little anxious with a lot of stuff to get done, we had other family that were visiting, drove 2.5 hours down to visit us, our family, for the day. And I was really pleased in that, you know, when I got done working, I just sat down and let go of my computer and replying to emails and all that stuff, and sat down, had good conversation with them, ended up going out to dinner with them. That's, for me, allowing myself to do that, like shut down from, you know, doing work all the time, is huge. So,
yeah.
That was
knowing you, I know exactly how that is a real commitment to you to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's great. Well, this week, it was kind of interesting because for me, I've been kind of ill, more about with illness that I haven't had for a while, so that I had to have compassion for myself, a lot of compassion for myself, and not beat myself up for not being able to do things that I would have normally tried to catch up on during the holidays. And my mother was here, and it was frustrating to me to think that I just kind of laid around the whole time she was here, but actually it was kind of nice because we were able to talk and visit. And so still I'm having compassion for myself to rest, because by about 3 o'clock in the day, my energy level is really low, which is not my normal modus operandi. And so just allowing myself to rest and to get enough sleep and maybe not do some things that I normally would be concerned about, like vacuuming and being sure that everything's perfect in this place and all that kind of stuff, my OCD stuff around my house. So just letting myself rest has been a real challenge for me, and evidence that I can have compassion for myself and take care of myself. So that's been an experience for me that has been out of the norm, because, knock on wood, I just so seldom don't feel well. I mean, I'm really blessed to be very healthy. And so that's kind of how I've showed compassion for myself, even this week when things got back to more normal in terms of working. So that's been a good lesson for me, that things will get done, whether I do them all in one day or I just take time to move ahead. So I think Sylvia has joined us now, so we want to welcome you, Sylvia, to Fearless Generations.
Is she here?
Well, Kelly just texted me that she was on, so I don't know if Kelly is. Not turned on her microphone or what, because Kelly's in charge of that, that even though she's not on the call with us.
Uh-huh.
So, Sylvia, are you with us? Well, we'll check
I'll
back
text,
in a minute.
I'll text Kelly.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. So tonight we're going to kind of look at intuition and the part that intuition plays with in compassion. And so that's what we're going to kind of focus on this evening, is that intuition is enhanced when we practice compassion for ourselves and for others, and how that looks like, sounds like, and feels like as we have compassion. How does that enhance our intuition, our willingness to listen to our intuition, whatever you might call that, your spiritual guidance, your intuition? We have different words for that, but we'll just call it intuition tonight. So let's talk about how that is enhanced because of compassion.
Okay, so I apologize in that I was distracted writing Kelly. So you gotta say that one again. I was trying to multitask, but I failed. So I'm having compassion by telling everyone that I was trying to juggle two balls at the same time, and it just didn't quite work. Because I sent it to the wrong Kelly Fox.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, apparently I had two Kelly Foxes in my... And I sent the first time to the wrong one. So now I have it to the right one. So...
Okay.
So you got to try that one again.
Excuse me. Well...
Okay, there's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I hear that. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know either. It's a ton
Sorry.
Of background noise.
Yeah.
I'll put myself on mute.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know I was on live. They changed it on Blog Talk. It used to say unmuted.
Oh,
you hear the beep.
Okay.
Great. Well, you want to talk? You're welcome to.
Yes, you're more than welcome to talk.
Yeah, I just caught it. How long have you guys been on? Did I turn on at the right time?
Yeah, we started at 9 o'clock, so we've just been on about 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay, that works then. I thought I caught you late.
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, so how do you, so Terry was talking about compassion and the relationship with intuition and how that shows up in our lives.
I mean,
so
long as you can get cleared of being too wrapped up. You know, sometimes I have trouble finding like finding my center after I've been blessing or, you know, praying for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my issue for a while.
What do you mean that it's been your issue? Can you explain that a little bit more, if you don't mind?
It's like even though I might not be around anybody at the time, sometimes whenever, you know, I'm doing my own work at home, I kind of feel like I'm tapping into other people's energies just because, you know, like I feel compassion, or like when my energy's low, it makes it worse because it's like a part of me is seeking to help people and I'm not in the present moment. And I've been getting better at it, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's still an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel when you're giving to others, that sometimes it can be tap our own energy and drains us before we even realize it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think a lot of it's a confidence issue too, because I was meditating a while, and a lot of our issues, I think, of being drained is the mm-hmm. issue that we're not quite confident. And one of the things is, like, I'm sure anybody who's like intuitive or has projects probably gets the same thing, but I kind of have two things going on that take up a lot of time. One's like a spiritual path, and one's with investing. Okay. And I've been mm-hmm. kind of self-studying for a long time. The problem is, like in the areas where I live, both things, the spiritual, you know, spiritual work and investing financial things, both of them aren't really, you know, accepted. There's a lot of fear in both areas. Like I even find it, some of the local churches that I used to go to, I'd kind of get this feeling like don't share because, you know, they're just not the kind of people that share. But whenever mm-hmm. if I would go other places, like outside of this area, I'd get the opposite message. So I think us being confident so we can be fearless has to do with the work that's closest to our heart somehow needs to be validated. And when we experience that, it's easier to clear ourselves of negative baggage, you know, because that confidence part rises up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Sylvia?
Nope. This is Janet.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So I hear you. And it's funny when we go outside, because there is that spiritual side or that fearless side where we're open and free to be able to communicate. And tell me if I'm understanding you correctly or not. And so in that environment, there's more confidence. But when you go into the environment where people, and I would imagine that's more the financial side, when you go into that environment and try and share some of the same energy that you have around the spiritual or fearless type work, that there is more of a disconnect. Am I hearing you right on that?
Yeah, it's like you're taking two things that are highly unlikely to find in people, and you're combining them. But, you know, it's been, as I work on my own things at home, as more and more things are being taken care of, it seems like I find less of a need to be validated. You know, it's like once you start to get good at something, you need less support, because you're starting to build that up. But whenever you're trying to start a new project, you know, encouragement, you know, is a little bit more, you need a little more.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I was just thinking while I was listening to you talk about one of the things that we really practice and are aware of in the Fearless Living community is how we can tap into proactive behaviors that really can support compassion and can support us in letting our intuition validate our, you know, our reaching out to others with compassion as well. Because for me, my spiritual nature, my intuition is really what can strengthen my capacity to have compassion for myself because of my just that spiritual connection I have with my soul and with my higher power. So one of the things that I was writing down while I was listening to you talk was, what are some of the proactive behaviors that I practice that help me to access my intuition and then in turn have my intuition validate the compassion that I can have for myself? Because like I kind of hear you saying that, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that when you're going into a new endeavor, that validation is supporting you in building your confidence. So what kinds of behaviors can you engage in internally that would also support and validate that compassion in order to build confidence? That's what I was thinking of that.
Okay.
That question, you know, what can, if you're home by yourself and you're going into that realm that's newer to you where you don't have the confidence, then what kinds of proactive behaviors can you engage in that don't require validation outside that you can build inside? That's what I was just thinking of that.
Okay.
Like, you know, what for me it was to give up that need for perfectionism. I mean, for me it was just, that was a huge thing, to give up that idea of confident perfectionism and being kind to myself. So that, for example, that kind of proactive behavior. So what have you developed that's really assisted you, and Janet as well, and if Sylvia is on the call as well, what kind of proactive behaviors internally can we practice that will allow us to build that confidence in our intuition that then leads us to be more compassionate for ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
One of the things that I have found, this is Sylvia, sorry.
Oh, hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. I thought I had an alarm set. One of the tools that I have found really helpful, it's also been really popular with some of the people in one of my book groups, is the best case scenario, worst case scenario, most likely, so that when we're approaching something that makes us uncomfortable, to make up, because we're inclined to make up stories about it anyway, so making the conscious choice, okay, I'm going to tell myself the absolute worst possible story as to what could go wrong here, and just make it as exaggerated and outlandish as possible, and then do the same thing with the best case. What's the absolute best? What would be the fairy tale best, worst, best thing that could happen? And then going back to, but what's actually most likely? So by really taking it to extremes, that helps, we have found that to be helpful in kind of losing the fear about it.
Yeah, I think it was my mentor that told me when I was going through the coaching program. She says, "We're going to make something up anyway. So if you're going to make it up really, really good, and then you know that scenario. And in doing that, you almost at the same time you're looking at, well, what would be the worst case scenario while you're building that best case scenario. It kind of works that way as well. Yeah, that's great, Sylvia. I love that.
Yeah, that is good.
So Janet, what do you find as a really proactive behavior that assists you in accessing that intuition and then that intuition enhancing your compassion?
For me, what I've leaned on is just slowing down and chilling out, because I have a tendency to go a little too much. and never breathing, just, and so really just allowing myself to chill out has helped a lot. Practicing, for me, practicing opening up conversations, like beginning to trust myself more to take chances in the conversations that I have with people by inquiring into having deeper conversations, that sharing vulnerabilities, like opening myself up for vulnerability and honesty and compassion for myself, but also that comes across with others. Mm-hmm. And because when I slow down, I give myself permission to do that with others. And for me, that, I just feel very present then, and I feel like when I slow down, that gives me the opportunity to tap into my intuition in the conversations that I'm actually having. And I think that comes across as just being very real and truly caring. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to one gal a couple days ago, and she goes, the one thing about you, Janet, you ask a lot of questions in ways that people don't normally ask, and they really get you thinking. And exposing themselves to themselves, like not to be afraid. Like, we're all human. So that I have just loved, because it's like, she was like, you don't normally have conversations like this. And yet this is the meat. This is what really life is about. And yet we're so scared to share that, show that.
Yeah. I love that because when you think about defining compassion, it's really embracing humanity, embracing our humanity and others, that, we really are, we're all just human beings trying to get our needs met and doing the best we can. And that having that kind of compassion for yourself and others really makes a difference in your conversations as well as your actions,
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
But I think the truth-telling goes along with the intuition part of the compassion, too, because often with the people-pleasing, what people are trying to do is guess what other people want, and then do that in order to be liked. Whereas when we can settle into our intuition, have compassion on ourselves and the others, and go ahead and share what is true for us, then we can eliminate the guessing, and then we get a chance to truly get to know each other and appreciate ourselves with others and get to have that reflected back to us, because we don't have to put up a false front. We don't have to remember anything. We're telling the truth, so it just is.
Yeah.
Trusting that who we are is okay enough to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Eliminating the false front, and just telling the truth is so much more. It's just being honest allows you to have that open conduit, doesn't it? Because you're not worrying about, oh, how are they taking that? What's that? Do I say that? You know, it just eliminates all that guesswork. I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. And don't you find that when we're truthful and honest with ourselves, that comes across? There's a different energy in the communication that we do engage in.
Mm-hmm.
Like how we show up, how we receive from other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when we give ourselves that space to really tap into our own, I think that's when we ourselves can distinguish when we're connecting with others, whether they're truth telling,
mm-hmm.
whether themselves or not,
mm-hmm.
as you know, whether are they is this truly their truth? Are they and not for us, for themselves?
Right, for themselves.
Yeah, it has nothing to, it's not about us, it's about them. It's like, how can we, and that's part of fearless living, I think, and living fearlessly is accepting ourselves and our own personal truth and vulnerabilities and insecurities and all of that, not to be afraid of them, to honor, not to indulge, but to honor and know that every single human being, I don't care who you are or who you make yourself out to be, we all share the same doubts. We all have doubts. We all have insecurities. They're all different, but we're all human.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we can connect, like truly show ourselves in that light and put that energy out there of our true selves, coming from our, that's when we can come from our intuitive self. Like there is no muck and mire we have to distinguish through in order to what comes out of our mouth. It's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always come out in good English like I just did. Sometimes the English is pretty bad.
And it takes time. I mean, what you're talking about right now, this ability to accept our truth, then that allowing others to be truthful in order to make that really human, that humanity connection, that takes time because that takes trust. And that's, I think, where the coaching comes, evolves to that point. And that's what's so amazing about coaching and having a coach and being coached is that you can develop that trust that allows you to get to that level, that depth of truth that allows us to see each other as human beings and, you know, part of a human family. And then that allows us to develop that. For me, that's the mantra of loving one another in order to, compassion is another word for love, and which is our whole purpose, is to learn to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's really thought provoking. I like that a lot.
You know, it's pretty profound, this work, because really, you know, fearless living and the fact that we cannot, none of us can get there in denying that we have fear or denying that we have self-doubt or denying that we have anxiety or expectations or whatever, that side of us that doesn't feel good. It's like, no, this is about embracing that, building a relationship with it in order to develop true compassion and truth for yourself. And I love, that's the brilliance of this work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, it supports us in building that understanding and that relationship, and it does take time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Awesome. I mean, this has been a great discussion. I look forward to continuing it. You're welcome to come back next week, and we'll continue this same conversation about intuition. And because a half an hour goes by, boom, it's gone.
I know.
I just feel like we've just kind of scratched the surface. of this relationship between intuition and compassion, and this willingness to, Kelly just text me, we have 1 minute, this willingness to connect with ourselves and be truthful with ourselves first. And and I just love that idea of embracing, first admitting our fears, recognizing an awareness of our fears, and then embracing those fears and walking through life with those fears as we develop a relationship with them in order to have compassion for ourselves. And the same thing with people that we don't understand, and we wonder and we think they're so different from us. But as we are willing to do this work and admit that they're just like us with fears, and helping them then through our relationship and our connection to also embrace those fears and understand those fears and develop a relationship with that allows them to reach their goals and their dreams and to be the, you know, the loving, compassionate human being that we were sent here to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is. I'm so grateful for both of you, for all of you, for joining us tonight and adding your insights. And let's just meet again next week and keep this going.
It's a date.
You're invited to come back, and Kelly can have another week off. So thank you so much, and our time is spent.
Thank you.
So thank you, and just go forward and embrace your fears and have compassion for yourself and be fearless. So
yeah.
Good night, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.